Now, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews here on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You can find all of these interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we start our interviews with candidates for governor. There are contested primaries for both Republicans and Democrats. Today, we start with Wisconsin's current superintendent of public instruction, Tony Evers, who's running in the Democratic primary. Tony Evers, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. A great opportunity here to hear from the people of the state.
Well, if you have the length of an elevator ride to tell someone why you're running for governor of Wisconsin, what do you say?
It's quite simple. What's and I've always believed this, what's best for our kids in the state is best for our state's economy and best for our democracy. It's the issue that really focuses people on the future, and we have to make sure that future is strong. There's no way that I would have guessed I would have been in this position running for governor, except that I felt the only way I could make that difference is to become governor and move from my position as state superintendent.
And how do you see your experience in that position as superintendent of public instruction as a good background, a good preparation for running for governor?
Well, certainly an issue of state government is complex to begin with. So I've had that experience of running a large agency and actually ultimately responsible for the education of 860,000 kids and 100,000 adults that work with those kids. But that aside, education is one of those issues that connects the dots for people. It plays out in our discussions around natural resources in the state. It plays out in issues around health care and making sure that we have strong mental health services in the state. So I believe that it's a great starting place. This state is looking for change and looking for getting back to being a leader in a number of areas, and that we've really fallen by the wayside. So I'm looking forward to it, and going across the state in my day job as state superintendent has given me an opportunity to learn more about the state and making sure that I represent people correctly, and the same thing's happening as governor.
Now, under Governor Walker, we have unemployment at this super low level in the state. The problem is businesses, in some cases, having trouble finding people to work for them. Are people really looking for change? Why would Wisconsinites want to make a change and flip from a Republican Governor Walker to you or whichever of your opponents in the primary win that race?
Well, certainly that 2.9% looks like something on the surface, but you don't have to go very far below the surface to see that it's not reflective of a healthy state that's being served economically. We have people that comparing us to lots of other states around us, are working two or three jobs just to frankly get to $15 an hour. We have wages that are stagnant across the state of Wisconsin. Most new jobs are service jobs. Nothing wrong with service jobs. I've done them myself. But the fact is that we need more high-quality, family-supporting jobs in the state. And that's where the crux of it is. As a state, we are not thriving economically. And another reason we have 2.9% is we have fewer people. We have young people leaving the state. And we have, declining birth rate. So all those things factor into it. But the bottom line is I think people are not happy with the economic state of the state of Wisconsin. And we plan to change it. We plan to really focus on those jobs that are really critical to making sure that we have good family-supporting jobs.
So, yeah, if you're governor, what do you do to address that that wage issue, which isn't just a Wisconsin issue, it's a national issue, too?
Absolutely. And the first thing we need to do is raise the minimum wage. I'm a supporter of that, as I believe all the other candidates are also. And that's a starting place. I'm a little reluctant to talk about the minimum wage being the answer to everything because it's not. What we also need to do is make sure that we have good health care in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, there's a reason that the Affordable Care Act is half the price for the same coverage in Minnesota than it is in Wisconsin. And it's because Scott Walker did not take the Medicaid money. I would do that. He did not set up the exchanges appropriately. I would do that. And we'll have a much better, robust healthcare system if we do those things. And that is a wage issue because it's around take-home pay. The other thing we have to do, and this is a twofer in my opinion, we need to increase our investments in infrastructure in the state, whether it's roads or airports or bridges, and in order to do a better job than being 49th out of 50 states where we reside right now, we would invest in those things, and all the jobs that are around that infrastructure building are good family-supporting jobs. We need to create those things. And also, we can emphasize green jobs in the state as other states move towards a more sustainable future. Green jobs are good-paying jobs. Right now, we're training people in the wind industry in our technical colleges, and they're going to Iowa and Illinois in order to get jobs. We need to really focus on things that we believe will be family-supporting jobs.
Talking to State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers. He is running in the Democratic primary for governor, election just a couple weeks off. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Eight people running still in this primary election. How do you distinguish yourself from your seven opponents?
Well, several areas that are quite clear. One is, and the polls are playing out this way, is that I've run three statewide races. And the last time I won, and I'm the only one that has the eight that has won three state races, one was 70% of the vote, and I won 70 of 72 counties. That shows that not only I have name recognition, I think people are relatively pleased with the job that I have done and the Department of Public Instruction has done. The other thing, too, is I've actually run things, whether it's a school or a school district. Now it's a state, large, complex state agency. That means that I will be able to begin my job as governor on day one. There is no assembly required. And the third thing that differentiates me, even though I'm in Madison right now in my job as state superintendent, my wife and I have lived, and my children have lived all across the state, the central part of the state. And whether I began my career in Tomah, I've worked in the Fond du Lac area, in Oshkosh and Appleton area. And I've raised my family there. We've raised our family there. Having name recognition in central Wisconsin is important. 40% of the governor's vote will be coming from that area. I believe that the messages that we're talking about, whether it's natural resources or education, are things that are around Wisconsin values. They're not Democratic values. They're not Republican values. They're values that people of Wisconsin care about. That's why, as we look at any Marquette poll, I continue to increase my lead over the Democratic field. They're all great people. I think they're extraordinarily talented people. But the bottom line is I continue to grow that lead, and it's because of the issues that I've done before. I've run things, and also we have a good campaign that's focused on values.
I'm going to get into a couple issues facing the next governor. Foxconn has been a signature project of Governor Walker's current term. A lot of Democrats have been opposed to the incentive package. If you were to be elected governor, what would your approach be to managing that investment?
Yeah, absolutely. And any of the listeners out there to this program right now could have got a better deal than Scott Walker did. It's extraordinarily large and frankly uncalled for. It's going to hamstring our budget going forward. That said, I believe that it's likely to proceed. I know that there's some hope that it's going to be dashed on day one. I don't believe that's the case. It's part of state law. So what we need to do is renegotiate the things that are out of state law and in the kind of the secret document that we're having trouble seeing. But the bottom line is we need to make sure that environmental protections are in place. We need to make sure that the company has will be providing family-supporting jobs. We also need to – I'll use the Bucks as an example. The Bucks made some real commitments to making sure that minority owners and women business owners, as well as apprentices and workers in those categories, get a fair shot at those jobs, and they've met their benchmarks. There are no benchmarks for Foxconn in this arena, and clearly, if we're spending $4 or $5 billion, we should expect that that people that have traditionally not enjoyed the same economic benefit in the state that others have, they get a shot at this, and we need to hold their feet to the fire on those issues. The bottom line is we have to make sure that they are the best corporate citizens possible. Do I think it was a horrible deal? Yes. The bottom line, though, it is likely to continue on, and we need to make sure that the state of Wisconsin has good, achievable goals for that company to make sure that they do the best thing for our people.
We're talking to Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers right now, Democratic candidate for governor. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for the candidate? What do you want to know about where he stands on a particular issue? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Tony Evers is with us. We're talking about his campaign in the Democratic primary for governor of Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for Tony Evers? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll go to your calls now. Tom is with us in Madison. Tom, hi.
Hi, thanks very much. I definitely agree with Mr. Evers that Foxconn was a horrible deal and a terrible giveaway. But why is it that we're always giving enormous tax breaks to corporations who will come back in a year or two and try to extort more money out of the people? Why don't we compete on who has the best education, who has the best trained populace, who has the best quality of life, and the best infrastructure instead?
Tom, thanks for the call. And in addition to Foxconn, we're seeing debate over this idea of a subsidy to keep Kimberly-Clark jobs in Wisconsin. You want to address wider issues of subsidized versus quality of life, as Tom was talking about.
Yeah, and Tom is absolutely right. We do need to get to, unfortunately, this is a national issue because states and people within counties and municipalities within states compete against each other, and we're whipsawed. There's no question about that. That's why the issues that are important to me in this campaign are about those quality of life issues. We want to have the best education system. We want to have science actually be used to make decisions around environmental things. We need to make sure that we have the best infrastructure in the country. All those things are quality of life issues, and yes, we do need to compete on that level. Unfortunately, we are also in a position of competing against other states as it relates to this, the issue of corporate buyouts, or not buyouts, but tax credits. It's critical. I mean, Kimberly-Clark's a good example. They've run into a little rough area here, and they're trying to recreate themselves. And do we have good family supporting jobs in that area? Do we need to make sure that they keep them? I believe we do, but we have to begin by investing in those things that the people of Wisconsin believe are important. Higher education. I'm on the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents, and we know, or at least I don't know, I know as a Board of Regents member how important the university system is to economic development. I also know that economic development needs to be more regionalized and localized in the state. Instead of the state deciding we're going to pit Southeast Wisconsin against the rest of the state, we have entrepreneurs that started businesses several years ago that are just waiting to have the state help them out, not with a handout, just helping them out to go to the local bank to get a loan so that they can expand. We need to really personalize and localize economic development in the state. It can't be all around large corporations. That clearly is our heritage, but our future also is about local entrepreneurs, local business people who are making a go at it, creating family-supporting jobs.
I want to jump in and get another caller on now. Joan is with us in Eau Claire. Joan, hi.
Good afternoon. Mr. Evers, I know that you're a fine person, and I think we have many fine candidates for governor now running currently. My question for you is this. Not everyone trusts a candidate that would come out of the Milwaukee-Madison area, particularly the rural voters and people who don't live in the Madison-Milwaukee area. So do you have a plan for locking in the vote for the rural population and other areas that are not Milwaukee and Wisconsin? That's my concern, because that is a very important voting block and will be in this election. And thank you for allowing me to speak.
Yep, Joan, and thanks for the great question. I am a proud Plymouth progressive. I came from a small cheesemaking town. Met my wife in kindergarten. We had our first date as junior, was junior prom. We have lived all across the state, the central part of the state. I get the issue as a rural Wisconsin, and also in my day job as state superintendent, I have advocated for rural schools tirelessly. The whole issue of sparsity aid was frankly my creation. The issues around rural schools are and rural towns are intimately intertwined. If a school district loses their small rural school, that town is on its way downhill economically and all other areas. There's lots of studies that show that education is absolutely critical for the cultural well-being of small town Wisconsin as well as educational. I've lived in central and small town Wisconsin. I spent almost all my time campaigning in rural Wisconsin. I have to go back to what I just talked about, Joan, too. We need to regionalize and localize economic development. You know, for example, I know northern Wisconsin has a significant deficit as it relates to health care. Economic development money should be used to maybe create affordable housing so that health care workers can live there. It should be used to help the health industry establish clinics and hospitals in northern Wisconsin. We have to think out of, you know, think new thoughts around how that economic development money can be used for our rural areas of the state. It's critical. I've lived there, and I certainly have spent a lot of time in rural Wisconsin. So I have the chops there, but frankly, we need to do more than just have that. You know, I'll use a small example. I put money in the last budget for mental health care for our schools. Young people in the state, or adults, frankly, in rural Wisconsin, are living as second-class citizens. They cannot afford, they cannot access a human being to serve as a mental health therapist or a physician. The state of Wisconsin has to step to the plate on that. We have to make sure that people in rural Wisconsin are not second-class citizens.
Joan, thanks for the call. We're talking to Tony Evers about his campaign for the Democratic nomination for governor. Katie joins us now in Greene County. Katie, hello.
Hi, Mr. Evers, I'm calling from Greene County, where we have struggled with water issues, coming from mega dairies who want to come in, out-of-state dairies run by kind of unethical operators, and when we've tried to regulate locally and have greater restrictions, there have been problems coming at it from the state level, and I'm wondering if you support greater local control to impose tougher restrictions on mega dairies, and if so, what would you do to get that?
Yes, and that's a great question, Katie. I just spent a full day in Greene County talking about this issue, both with local officials and also people in the dairy industry and agriculture area. This is a huge issue. Water is a valuable resource in the state. I would create an independent DNR secretary, an independent board, hire back scientists at the DNR. We need to actually have science be used as a decision making thing. But most importantly, and you hit the nail on the head, that the Republicans used to be the party of local control, and they've flipped it on its head, especially in the area of water and agriculture. People locally need to be part of the decision making. They need to think through culturally, how is this mega farm going to impact our area? How is it going to impact our water? Small example, I was just up in Mauston a few weeks ago doing an interview, and on the newspaper on the counter talking about nitrates in the soil in northern Juneau County being impacted, and on around nitrates. We know where it's coming from. It's coming from a large farm. We need to make sure the siting of these farms absolutely has to include local input, and I would work with the legislature to change that. Republicans pretty much are part and parcel of this answer. They understand the issue of local control. They gave it up. I will work with them to get it back.
Want to bring on one more caller quickly. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi.
Hi, yes, I guess I have a very specific question that really divided the state here for the past, 8 years or so. But let me address a yes or no question. Will you actively look to eliminate Act 10?
Yes.
You will. Are you worried about the impact that could have on school budgets that are they're now in an Act 10 world, just briefly?
Well, there's all sorts of controls over budget besides collective bargaining. And so I'm not worried about that. I think collective bargaining has a place in this state. And I'll actively try to overturn that. But it is going to be tough sledding. So I think we actually need to work on some things that we know can pass a Republican legislature, such as right to work, such as making sure that prevailing wages are paid, making sure that dues deductions happen in a way that works. We need to value collective bargaining. And yes, I fought against it, and I think it has had significant impact around the morale of the people and that work in our schools. I see it every day. We need to change it. Scott Walker came into office saying we're going to divide and conquer, and by God, that's exactly what happened, and we're still paying the price for that.
We'll leave it there. Tony Evers, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Tony Evers, Superintendent of Public Instruction, running for governor of Wisconsin in the Democratic primary. Attorney Matt Flynn, also running as a Democrat, joins us at this time tomorrow. You can find all these profiles of the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor at WPR.org/governor.